Hello and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I hope you guys are ready. It's Thursday. It took me a lot to get through here, but it's Jethro, Dean, and Amy going to give you the best we've got here right after this wonderful song to start it out.
Word.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And hello, I gotta tease all of you that are listening in. This is Psychics Gone Wild. It took us to the last to get in, but I say us, I've got me and two of the phenomenal ladies here tonight for our Thursday night show, welcoming you to the Psychics Gone Wild. I have a lot of new listeners here, and I want to tell you guys, what we do is you call in, and you've got their number here, and you'd like to have a psychic question. Give us your name, give us a question, and we will go right into it. I've had a lot of individuals this week teasing us on the shows that I've done that what we're having happen is a lot of energy. So get ready for that energy surge. I'm just very, very hyper and excited. It's in Aries. It's a better sign for me. Pisces was a little intense this month. Let's start right off and bring our phenomenal individual. This person's born with a gift. This person is always there for a friend and ally and a positive individual. Known for her wild antics on Thursday nights, has been doing the show since it started and even was on another show with me before that. The one, the only, the phenomenal, Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you doing?
Excellent, excellent. I'm still waiting for winter to break, but I'm doing good. How's it down there?
Winter to break. Yeah, it's wonderful. We today had a little bit of a chilly day. It was about 65. It was a little downcast, and I whined complacently that I've got to work with them. I go, I can't deal in this conditions. I need the sun back.
I'm still waiting for the sun.
So Maine's a little chilly, I take it.
Yes,
Oh, my goodness. Now, those of you know, and this is our phenomenal lady, this beauty is not only a fun, positive individual who's very smart, very creative, she's also able to do mediumship and work and has helped a lot of individuals since her debut here on Wednesdays, and you guys know her all over the radio. We've heard now that our girl gets around. I had someone tell me, have you listened to Amy Cavanaugh? And I go, yeah, like I was the one who loves her the most. Amy, how are you doing? This is Amy Cavanaugh.
I'm great, yeah. I would, if it wasn't for Jethro, I'd still be a caller. Jethro discovered me in the Astro drugstore, like they used to find the starlets, and that's so funny. So good to hear from everybody.
Good to hear from you and good to hear from all the friends. And Amy, you're over there in Jacksonville. I heard that Atlanta's having a lot of the solar energy and the energy that people are falling, and that I've been getting a lot of I live in Tampa, those of you who are new to the show, so we're across the state from each other in Florida. They were telling me that a lot of people were having vertigo and other energy, and I wanted to see with you and Dina, are you experiencing that over in Tampa or over in Jackson at all?
I'm not, but I just got back from an event, and a friend of mine had someone fell into her, and she twisted her ankle, and then that caused her ankle to be weak, and then she got out of a car and totally broke her ankle. So I would say, of all the things that you could be talking about, I just heard something along those lines. So makes sense. There's definitely a lot of change in the air. There's definitely a lot of change in the air. I'm having many more people who didn't have much of an interest in this stuff getting visitations and things like that. And it's just an energetic shift. So it all works together. But yes, I just saw someone who experienced that, and the story was so bizarre that makes perfectly good sense that it was, caused not just by her clumsiness or drunkenness, but by some energy shifts.
How about you, Gina? I know that you got snow up there on the ground, and so it's a little different, but are you with the wildness of, have you seen individuals being affected by this new, I mean, we're having some really intense shifting here.
Yeah, I have. I've experienced some of the weird energy feelings and some dizziness and some kind of weird nausea sort of stuff, but not really. And I've had a lot of other people say that they've had a lot of strange stuff go on in the past 2 or 3 weeks. And so, yeah, it's a lot of that going on, I noticed. People talking about it, people experience.
Well, I opened up our first email tonight, and you're going to love this. The individual's going, where do I get the prizes, and how come every time I listen, Jethro won't slow down? Jethro's hyper. Jethro was born this way. At a young age, I decided to be plugged into electricity at this voltage. I love to be wound, and I apologize if I go real fast. I try to slow it down for the show. Actually, you can ask people who've had readings with me. We don't think I breathe when I'm going through it. What I want to tell you guys and what I want to get across is as of today, if you're writing me to do an email reading, you've got to write and get a hold of Dina. I no longer am doing emails. I'm taking a sabbatical from it. I'm real busy. What we're doing here and what you're asking us about it is that we are giving prizes away at psychesgonewild.com. We're going to give one away tonight, and it doesn't matter how many times you put in. If you were listening to the show 2 years ago, you're in the basket. I have a very large ones here. I have people back that were teasing me back about me and Dina almost going over 2.5 years ago from the Living in the Realm, people who wrote. All of your stuff goes in there, and then I just pull a name. And then we put it back in the basket, so you get to continually do it. Go to the psychicsgonewild.com. On the left side, you'll see a thing that says Contact Us. It's the third little tab down on the side there on the left. Go to that, put in your information. It'll say right there, this is how to win your prizes. Definitely leave me your snail mail, because that's how we give it away. We have some fans tonight that put in some stuff. One of them is Amy Cavanaugh's fan, Jatena Vivo. He was with Amy and they did a show together. He's in Italy. He worked with Doreen Virtue. He's an angel reader, very phenomenal Reiki master. He wants to come back on the show. We're going to have him back on. He stipulated this time that he's ready for him and Amy to do another one. I said, that sounds great, and he just loves her. He put his book on tonight, so those of you tuning in will be able to get Reiki love by you know, Jatena Vivo from Italy. So you guys put in the psychicsgonewild.com. And our other friend that also put in is a very good, phenomenal fan and friend of me and Dina's, and it's Lady Arango. Lady Arango came on, was actually on our show 2 years ago, and told us about how there was magic in Brazil on the ground. And she loves Dina. She told me, wrote me yesterday, and she says, I don't know what's going on with the videos, but there better be one out there with Dina on it, Jethro, or I'm going to start holding the prizes. So you guys, there's going to be a video out there. We got to get a video because she sends us prizes and we give away beautiful. Tonight we're going to be giving away a beautiful bracelet, and I'll look at here and let you guys know. It's got really beautiful stones. She hand makes them, and that's going to be given away tonight here on PsycheGoneWild.com. I do want to tease you guys. The phones are getting real full, and I know you guys are like, Jethro, get on, do the show. I will. Hang on. Breathe. Don't grab your fun buttons. 773-897-6461. If it's full, you can always call. We have two numbers, 855-345-4710. It is. We are really busy. We do get to as many people as we can. This is the fun part of it, is that we're on 5 days. We're also having a show Saturday this week. We're having a Psyche's Gone Wild party at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Both of our ladies are here invited in. It will be a show where we're going to be giving a party, so you probably won't get as much readings, but we're just going to have a blast. I know Elijah's already stepped in from Tuesdays. Those of you who love him, our new guy, hey, let's give him a hand. Very good, phenomenal psychic. And the other person is our wild 52,000, actually right now we're at 56,000 people who like the puppets. Person is Melissa Berman. She's going to come in, act crazy. We're going to do a round table, so we welcome the other two psychics. Dina Flanagan and Amy's name came up. I had people, and I said, we're going to invite them to the party. Jan will be serving cake in the room. We're going to be having a lot of fun. She also said she'd bring another dessert, so, you know, come in. We're also going to be giving away quite a few prizes, so you guys want to come in. It's just we do a party. You come in. It's like sitting at her house. We are going to discuss some of the older shows. We have to tease. I want to get a certificate for Amy. The night that, I don't know if Amy, I'm sure you remember, Amy, when me and you and Bonnie did our show on sexual, we discussed the fact that people and energy and how it actually was psychic. There is energy. We got more responses than we had. Amy single-handedly brought over 2,000 fans into the show because Amy told the truth and talked to us about how she's, you know, that the energy and karma in a relationship does. Do you remember that, Amy?
Oh, I remember that show like it was. I remember that show like it was yesterday, because it was certainly a powerful show, and you know, it was one of those things that, that's the thing about Psychics Going Wild, is that we talk about the stuff that happens. We're not that special. The stuff that happens to lots of people. So, you know, just by being creating a safe place where we could talk candidly, I know that we helped a lot of people not think they were crazy.
Well, we got a surprise psychic that worked with Amy, those of you who knew her, and she's worked with Amy for quite a few months, and she's going to be our psychic, hidden psychic. For those of you who guessed the hidden psychic, you will get over $300 of prizes from Psychics Gone Wild. We will have you guys guessing, who is the hidden psychic? I gave you a clue. She is female, and she worked with Amy. And she's going to come on. She's already agreed. She's all excited. She loves to be hidden. And we got another psychic that's already came on from Idaho, who will also be on with the show with us. We're going to have me and Linda Irwin. We've only done 3 shows together. I did warn her, you know, I said, now, you know, Linda, the last time we went on, we did some other high numbers and some work, and she let me know she'll be bringing the ET troop. We're going to be having a blast. So be ready, you guys. You guys are both invited. Dina, I've got, they're writing me. They go, Jethro, you need Dina. Dina's your fun part. If you don't bring her, your party's going to suck. Oh, God. Well, I don't know how Dina's Saturday is. Dina's a very busy person. But if Saturday at 6 p.m., Dina, you call in, or we can, you know, if you're invited, we're having a party. And no, I'm not retiring. Benjamin wrote me, he goes, Jethro, are you retiring? You wish, Benjamin, you wish I would lay down and shut up. What's happening is that I've just so much with the work. I'm sending all my email work and everything to Dina. Dina is very busy too, but we've reached an extra work. So those of you doing that's what you heard when you came in. We are PsycheGoneWild.com, and we're going to have a blast. Speaking of, let's grab those phones. They're going, Jethro's going to shut up. I thought that would make you happy. 626, how are you? Let's do some Psychics Gone Wild. Are you ready? and the phone keeps spinning and that doesn't. Hang on, don't go anywhere, 626. We will be back. Okay, we're going to go ahead now. We got you. 626-286. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Welcome. I thank you, and I apologize to the Skype caller. The phone gave us two for one. Hang on, Skype caller, you'll be next. 626, let's go wild. They see these girls, when this happens, this is Amy and Dina's magic. We call it magic. Other people call it don't run or be scared, but these two are wound, high-tuned ladies. give me your name. I can feel your energy. You're high-tuned, too.
Yeah, Marissa.
Marissa, I'm in trouble. What question do you have? And we'll start out with Dina and go to Amy, if that's okay for everybody. We'll do a round table. Marissa, give your question or what you've got energy, because I'm feeling, has this got to do with a man?
No, actually, it was just kind of in general. I just kind of wanted to know, you know, what direction I will be going and just, you know, kind of, what I should be doing, I guess. I have a lot of ideas into my head as far as, like, what I want to do career-wise right now. And just, I'm kind of at a crossroads.
Well, I'm feeling like there's something that you've that you want to do for yourself that you've had in mind. And you don't quite have, you're kind of afraid to take that step, you know, into it or open into it. And for several reasons, you know, stability being one, finances being another. And what they're saying is that is the right direction to go, but you're not quite there yet. You still have some more work to do before you can get there. You know, there's still, you know, you still got to put more pieces in place and get more done. They're saying you're not quite ready, but that is the direction they want you to go. They're saying not to worry, because when you feel it's time, which will be this year, they're saying that all the pieces will fall into place more than you think. But it's also saying that you will be glad you did it, and you'll be glad you went in that direction, because it's for more than it's for yourself as well. It's for something you really want to do, something you really want to fill up inside of you. And so that's really where the reward is with it. But because that's where the reward is with it, you will, the rest will follow. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Yeah. So do get done what you got to get done with it, because they said if you do it right exactly now, it might not work out the best way. So they're saying get some more work done before you take the step, then take it. And don't be afraid to take it.
Okay.
And I'm turning it over to our phenomenal Amy Kavanaugh over in Jackson. What are you feeling for our wild girl that's got his energy like you?
Interesting. It's just so interesting how, regardless of the tools that we're working with, that, you know, our guides work with, the caller's guides, and deliver a clear message. Because the mermaid cards are saying, I just would say that you're kind of in a holding pattern right now, but it's a holding pattern that's been created. You know, so often when we're not moving ahead, we think we're being lazy, or we think we're stuck or something like that. But, you know, just as when after we die, you know, sometimes we go through a period where, you know, we, what some people call a life between lives. You're sort of in a life between lives right now. If you move, you're not exactly on, you, like Dina was explaining, you're sort of in a growing and building pattern, sort of formatting your charting your course for the next chapter, chapter of your life. And just like what Dina said, the mermaid cards that I am getting said that, you know, the conditions are not favorable to move forward right now because you don't have all the information that you need. I urge you to move slow, look into all of your options, and really look for messages. The messages come from everywhere. Just to give you an idea, last night someone was doing a radio show, and their guest called in sick, so at the 11th hour, they asked me to do it. And I didn't using the cards a lot. I was like, well, let's just do something fun. I'm going to give channel change readings. And people are just going to give me a number between 1 and 999 because I have a lot of channels. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to pull a reading. And you could not believe how spot on they were. Last week I did a show from the car, and I read billboards and read, like, what I had to do. Like, you know, I would just, before, as soon as I heard the area code, that's when I would lock in on what the message was. And, you know, there were times when I hit traffic and I had to slam on my brakes and somebody was asking about a relationship that happened to be going too fast. The signs are everywhere. The signs are everywhere. So, you know, look for them because your guides are actively trying to communicate and comfort you. Comfort you that it's okay that you're not, you know, where you think you should be. You are right exactly where you should be, you know, sort of shoring yourself up. They really want you to spend the next 3 months really focusing on your sense of worthiness so that you don't settle for less. And if you move too quickly and if you move without coming to terms with some of those weak spots or vulnerabilities inside of you, you're going to fall short. You're going to fall short of what you truly deserve because the timing is not quite right. They want you to know the universe has created this time out. It's going to last for, 4 to 6 months. You're going to be in this regroup. It doesn't mean you do nothing and stay in your pajamas, yeah, stuff like that. But you know, don't beat yourself up for not being where you want to be. Really, really focus on positive affirmations that are going to convince you. At every level, not just, you know, sometimes we'll do affirmation work and it goes through a couple levels, but our core self still feels like we're undeserving of all the universe has planned for us. So really let it seep in, like, you know, how you marinate a steak or something like that. Mm-hmm. Let that worthiness seep in to a deep, deep, deep part of yourself. And then, you know, a little later this year, in the summer, you're going to have a clear vision, and opportunities are going to present themselves, and they're going to seem like they were just magical miracles, mm-hmm, but they're not. They're the result of what you're doing right now is really, really hard. It's really, really hard work. So, take advantage of this opportunity and really look for messages. And but the biggest thing is to let this sense of that you deserve everything your heart desires and then some, you know, seep into you at so that it's not just some pink paint that you're putting on. But it really seeps into, you know, every cell of your being. And and that's it.
We love you, Amy. We're going there. Did it help you? We can feel you going there, the energy. You got an energy and are working out some stuff. And I got to tease you a little bit. We could feel it with you and Amy. The energy was so intense as she was doing the reading. I looked over here, and I have this little cute strawberry cake thing I was going to eat, and I think she melted it. I don't know what she did, but it was froze solid, Amy. So what we've got here going on with the energy is so positive. Can you tell me?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say I totally feel and understand everything that she was saying, and within me and myself, I've always felt like I have a strong sense of self, and just I feel like I'm going through a growing stage, but it's kind of just like, I don't know, it's making me kind of feel like I'm in a cocoon right now. I don't know how to explain it, just real heavy, and I've just been feeling lately like I've been drawn to certain places that, you know, I haven't visited in, like, years, probably, like, 15, you know, or so years that, you know, just kind of trying to bring me back to myself in this time where I'm just kind of in a crossroads.
Yeah, and that's what happens is you go back and but you have to reevaluate things. Some things you've outgrown, some things are, you know, some chapters need to be, you know, some need to be closed, some aspects of yourself need to get ramped up, need to get ramped up a little bit. And it's just a period, it's a period of exploration. So don't feel like you're doing nothing because you're actually doing really, 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 really hard work. And it's mentally, and it also becomes physically exhausting. And that's why some of that, that's why you're feeling some of that density. Sometimes when we're in growing, just like when, I don't know if you remember when you're a little kid and you get growing pains, like in your legs and stuff, you know, are there's some periods of time when we get more focused on our humanness, and when we are working with those lower chakras, which are just as important as the higher chakras, you know, our root chakra, our sense, our sacral chakra defines our relationships, and our solar plexus, our sense of self, you are going to feel, you are going to feel denser, but that's exactly the area where these decisions and these, you know, and this reminiscent and all this stuff takes place. It is it is lower chakra energy. So that's why you feel the heaviness. And don't mistake the heaviness for depression, because a lot of times when we get, when we're working with the lower chakras, it does create more density, and we often mistake density for depression. So be gentle.
Love you, and we hope that helped you. We're going on with the energy. We got it. I apologize, everybody. I'm not trying to rush. We've got about 15, 20.
Yeah, keep it moving, because I'll just, I lose track of time.
You're okay. You're all good. Here we've got Skype, and you were, I tried to pick up the phone earlier, and I apologize. You got muted and unmuted because I have fat fingers. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing? Yes, good.
I'm fine. This is Shelly. How are you?
Rockin', Shelly. You rock. You found us, and we want to keep you. Don't ever go away.
My question is, I have a radio show, and I work very hard for my radio show. I'm very dedicated and very, it's very important to me. I'm trying to get a sponsor, and it's like, I even have a business mentor. I'm doing everything I can. When do you think I'm going to get a sponsor? I tried to get grants, and the grant people were not very helpful. I just want to say that. They really weren't nice is the right word I'd want to use. So when do you think I'm going to get a sponsor? Because I've been on the radio 8 months now, so you know, I know I'm doing good. So when do you think I'm going to get a sponsor?
Jeez, my dear.
I feel like that somebody is coming in probably in, I'm feeling like 3 to 6 months.
I won't be on the radio. I won't be on the radio by then. I can't afford it.
Well,
that's a shame. Yeah, I'm really now. I got to get it now or next month.
Well, right, but this is when I feel this 3 to 6 months is when I feel like it will really take shape. That don't mean somebody won't come in or something can't come in to help you, because I feel like
they
will.
Been on, and I don't know if I don't know if I have that much more to write when you say that. And I know you can't be exactly right on time. You know, I understand that. You know, but
I feel like 3 to 6 months, something's going to come and happen and change. Like, something will come in for you now, but if it's not exactly what you want, I'm feeling like it will be revisited or restarted or re-something. In 3 to 6 months, you're going to come up with something new, something different, a sponsor. You're going to come in at it again. You're going to come in and you're going to, it's going to be, you'll be back at it or still in it or something. That's what I'm hearing. So if it doesn't,
because I feel like I'm never, it's like, I just don't feel like I'm leaving. Like, I could tell you, like, I thought I would have left by now. I just feel like it's not in the cards for me to leave, but it's like, it's like, I want to take the pressure off my dad for paying for my shows. You understand that? And, you know, that's why I work with, I write a show and I see a mentor and I write an outline with him. You understand what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I just feel like I want to see something. I'm trying to help the women in Las Vegas and their community, help them. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to feel that somebody cares that I'm doing something good, you know?
Well, there's a lot of people that, okay, that's why I feel like in 3 to 6 months, something's going to be reinvented, and it's going to be stronger. It's going to be better. It's going to be, you'll have the sponsors. You'll have, you know, what you need. So that's what I'm seeing. For right now, I feel like it will be a struggle. I feel like that a little bit of help might come in, but I feel this bigger push or this new thing or this whatever is going to come in that time frame.
Okay.
So don't get in despair or all down if for some reason this doesn't work out, because I feel like what it's going to do is give you that time to reinvent.
And you know,
I do belong
to a networking group that I know is it's like I got to give that time. It's new. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. So this is what I see. Like, so it will, you're going to come back even stronger, and it's going
I'm
to be really.
I'm speaking at my networking group next month, you know?
Yeah.
So and that's what, I mean, it's interesting because I pulled 3 cards and I might as well have them all out in front of me and pick the cards that match what Dina was saying. Unfortunately, the grant writing and, you know, some of the steps that you've taken so far were kind of in the wrong direction. This networking group and everything is going to open up a bunch of new avenues. And what they're saying is that there, you know, there could be things that would come up, you know, prior to the 3 to 6 month time frame. But they're not going to be sustainable. They're either not going to come. They're going to say they're going to send you money, and they're not going to come through with the money, or it's just not going to be. Because the next card is that you deserve the best. Reach for the stars, and that there's a top notch, you know, because there are a lot of people, and there's a lot of people in the light worker community that, you know, speak with fairy dust, I'm sure they have good intentions.
Oh, I believe
a lot
that.
Of promised
I met
money.
Some people.
There's a lot
yeah.
of, I mean, a lot of people have done work for other light, you know. And they're still sitting there waiting for the money. But it says 3 to 6 months. There's this beautiful white unicorn. It says Omega Victory. It's all going to come to fruition. So it's frustrating, and it can also be scary.
Yeah, it makes
but,
me cry. Right, it makes me cry.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's very you know, it's just like why?
And everybody thought the grant writing would be the right way to go, and the grant
mm-hmm.
writing was just not, it was like not nice to me the way it was presented, you know, what happened, you know?
Oh, no, I can imagine, because they're looking, because it's a little too, you're a little too ahead of them, you're a little too far outside of the box, and
no, that's weird, because I read it together with some like my business mentor, and I really fitted for it, but it was like they just were too snotty is the right word I'd use
right.
to call me back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right word I'd
yeah,
use. Yeah,
exactly,
know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was just because it had nothing to do with your vision, or it had nothing to do with you. It just was not. That was bad information.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, the idea to go down there. But this networking group is really going to.
Those are my real friends. My real friends are there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
So it's you know, just chalk it up. But you know, it's not wasted time. It's not wasted time or anything. Just figure out what the lessons were to be learned from that. You know. That setback, and just be grateful for the lessons
away. Right, because I just found like my honest media person, who's really my neighbor, but we're always I can be Miss Sensitive, and he can be Mr. Control Freak, so we have fights instead. So we finally sat down and stopped all that nonsense a few months ago. So I finally realized he started my media a few days ago, and he's really being honest, you know. So I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
that's
he's honest.
It. A lot of times, people that you know are. You know, are our greatest gifts and our greatest lesson, and the people who do the most for us. So a lot of times those relationships, you know, do not, it's usually the relationships that get off to a really smooth, and, you know, it's like those things that you know, that they write, you know, they just, if it sounds too good to be true, write some, it's probably a lot of pixie dust or whatever you want to call it. Right. And then some of the things that move a little slower or get off to rocky starts, those are really built on, you know, on solid foundation.
Yeah, because we did my press release Monday, and I have 5,200 people on Twitter tweeting me right now.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. So it's all there,
you, Shelly.
Yeah.
You're going to make me cry, Shelly, and I'm hitting you with the energy. And of you, I mean, we're talking here of the show. Can you, do you mind? I mean, I'm going to ask a little personal. We need to promote this show. You guys need to put a little bit in together. We could even do a little fun thing. Get a hold of me at Psyche Gone Wild and put out one.
I'm adult, though. I'm adult. I'm an adult woman biographer, so I don't know about that.
I think you're a cool adult. I love you, and I think that this is a very good positive energy, and I think that we should be able to put together something to help her there. I mean, even if we teasing you, and I've got other people writing, there's 11 of you guys do this, help you guys sponsor, then we'll come and have this joke. You have a medium on, talk to a little bit of energy, maybe 10 minutes or whatever, just to give us the promotion, give you the thing, and we get you going, because you've got a good cause.
I like
really
that.
You know, well, you've got Psychic Jethro, you got a fan here, you got our top two wild women right here, Dina and Amy, you know, putting out that promotion.
And I met Jan on Facebook today. She's on my Facebook.
Oh, Jan. And Jan, they want Jan every day, but Jan has to stay home with her husband and be good with her. She's got a little things going on with stuff. Sometimes
she was
fights.
Trying to help me. I need to get a clothing voucher, so she was trying to help me do that. I wish you could tell me I would get that too soon. That's really hard. I think I can get one soon. I need to dress up as a lady, and I need a little help with that, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
we'll get to that.
I
do feel that. I feel that you should talk with someone like the Coalition, or you should get a hold of one of the groups that are working there. Let them know with some of the work that you're looking, and I feel them helping you. You're in Vegas?
I'm in Vegas, and I've gone to the best, you know, with that. Mm-hmm. And the best did a little something, but I need a little more. And it's like we keep trying to go through these things that are, we're trying to do our best to find the stuff, and I'm not, you know. And
no problem, Shelly. Let me get an energy. I apologize, you guys all listening. We're going to do a little business here just for a minute. You guys sit back and then psychics. Get a hold of me, Shelly, at psychicjethro@AOL.com. See if we can help you. We'll see what, like you said, you'd like that. I'm pretty sure we've got 11 of us strong, and we're a blast. You know, we would have fun. We'd help you a little bit. You get to get your stuff going. We'll see what we can do to keep your show running. Now,
let me write
I feel.
Down here. Yeah. Oh, no, sure. I think I'm going to be on the radio a lot longer than I planned.
Oh, I know you are. I can feel the guy said we help each other.
As a writer, I feel like I was talking to my best friend who's a writer, and I said to him, he's a director of a museum in Nevada, and I said to him, I said, I write all this stuff from the 70s, and how do I remember? I said, now I remember so much more. What is this? You know? And it's like, and then it's like I go on to this Las Vegas good old days, and yeah, I find one little piece of evidence from somebody else, and it really doesn't help, but it's a good laugh, you know? So give me your website.
It's the best way to catch me is psychicsgonewild.com. P-S-Y?
Psychicsgonewild.com?
All one word, yep.
Okay, I'm madamvanessalasvegas.com.
Rock it. We love you, Shelly. We got to go because they're giving me the push, and when
I know,
they start pushing, it hurts my arms.
Well, thank you. thank you for your help. Yeah, it was fun. Okay. Psychics
love
Gone
you.
Wild. Okay, bye. I love you, too.
Bye. We'll get with our friend there, and we'll maybe help her help us. We'll go a little wilder with some crazy people. It's Dita and Amy, and they're getting out of the control, but it's Thursday, so we let them do it. 626, what do you want to do? 626-252, it's up to you.
Hi, how are you guys tonight?
Great, we're wound. We're helping friends. Did you hear the lady here? We could probably get them out there. We've had a lot of other people asking. I had a big joke today. They told me that Amy Kavanaugh's all over Blog Talk. I said, I know. I'm the one that loves her. I think she should be all over. And now this is Jethro and Dean and Amy asking you, what do you want us to do that we can help you with?
I have a question about a recurring dream that I've had for as long as I can remember. And I want to know if it has anything to do with a past life or what it could be. But I have a dream that I'm being chased. And I always have a child with me. And over the years, the child has changed. You know, every dream, it's a different child. But I always feel the need that I have to hide this child from the people that are chasing me. And, you know, I think that, okay, like, they're chasing me. So if I hide the child will have a better chance of surviving. And I keep going, and it's always a wet night. It's always at nighttime. It's always, like, wet. The streets are wet. And I never goes to the end of a dream. Like, I never find out what's happening, what there's no ending. But it just gets to where I'm running, and I wake up in a panic. And it takes me about 30 minutes to an hour just to calm down from this.
Mm,
and I have it maybe once a year or so.
I feel in dream work, I have done a lot of energy, and I feel in this new beginning and the energy with you and the child, I see the wet as emotions that are happening, and I feel like you're trying to control something that's out of your hands. They're telling me that this happens. I'm also feeling that there's some kind of connection here from the other side. I'm going to turn it over to Dina and then Amy, because there's something here going on mediumship. Somebody's telling you something over there. Dina, can you help me?
Yeah, I do feel like it is somebody from the other side. And this had to do with something from your past life quite some time ago. I feel like this child, it was you.
Okay.
And so that's what I feel like, the child was you. And anyway, I feel like it's you, and because it's connected to past life, I feel like it's you, the child is you from a past life, and then there's you now. And there's something for you to still, get in this life, from the past life. And it's something that you're missing, like it's a feeling or something that is, you still feel in this life that is connected to a past life. So, Amy, what do you get on this?
Yeah, the same thing, that this is the chaser and the chasee and the child are all aspects of you. The next time that you feel this dream, the chaser, your chasee, just turn around and let it catch up to you. And ask it just as if you would ask someone that was in the room with you, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing? What is it? You know, what is it? How can I help you?
Like, what do you want?
Uh-huh. What do you want? But not like, what do you want? Like, what do you want? You know, how can I help you? How can I help? You know, how can I help you? Shifting the energy, because it's all real strong feeling that these are all aspects of you. They're all little slivers of your one great big eternal life. But because they're happening at night, you know, when you're in sleep, where we're not, where time fails to be linear, you know, when we go into the sleep patterns, time stops being linear like it is when we're awake. So you are in control of this. You know, of course, once your fear, you know, I mean, fear is real, and once it, you know, I'm not saying, you know, suck it up, but you can change, you have the power to shift the energy of the situation. That's how we have the power, not just to heal the past, but to change the past. And so instead of running and hiding, which is what inside you is telling you is the appropriate response, you can change the energy by just stopping, let it catch up with you, and just night, you know, say, how can I help you? Not what do you want, how can I help you? And it's going to change the energy of it, and more will be revealed. And then while you still may have these dreams, they're going to be different. More, you know, more will be, you'll go further along, and you'll get to the end of, you'll get to the end of the story, and you will get to the resolution of this.
Okay, that's
We love you guys. We're going to continue. Definitely call in. Go to psycheskunwald.com, because I'm going to grab one of these papers in a few seconds here, and it could be you, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. I'm grabbing the printer right now. You guys are hearing that sound. Bear with me. It's because I'm printing out names as we just put in. We had a lot of people put in. I want to thank you. Some of you guys have been writing us and letting us know. Last night meant a lot to me. The person that got sent the email here, I wrote to us a very positive thing that made me feel very good. Me and Melissa were working real hard like we're doing here tonight. I've got 803. I know you want to hear us. What do you got going on, 803?
Oh, hey, that's me.
It's you.
Hi. My name is Melanie, and I do want to thank Amy because I found Psychics Gone Wild from the Channeling Eric website because she talks about it on there.
Does she? I love Amy.
Yeah.
She's a lover.
But so my question, I guess, is really there's three areas of my life right now that are either of a worry or a concern, and it's finances, my husband, and my mother-in-law. So any insight into that and, you know, kind of what direction things are going, how I'm doing, would be phenomenal.
Great. Okay. So do you want to split these up or are we going to, wait, it was finances, husband, and mother-in-law. So should we, I think that
Let's each one of us take one.
Right. Perfect. So with that all said, I'm not quite ready yet. So somebody wants to go first. I'll let them take whichever one they want.
Jesus.
All right. I'll take finances.
Okay. For $250, right. I feel like we're playing the price. I'll take it for $200. It's too Jeopardy.
Yeah. $500 for the win. Here we go. As far as your finances, I feel like you're still trying to pull up out of a situation. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So I feel like that this will be a kind of a bit of a struggle for a while to be pulling up out of this financial situation. I feel like there's still some things that that's going to take a while to get up there or to get out of there. But you are working in that direction, and I feel like some good things or lucky breaks are going to come to you in that direction. And also, I feel like, have you been thinking about taking another job or a side job or a different job or something?
Well, I started the job that I'm in now only about 8 months ago.
Okay.
And I actually took a pay cut to come here for better life balance.
Yeah, but I feel like you're going to be taking like a little side job or another little something for a little while until you get caught up or until you get to where you want to be. I feel like probably less than 6 months, that's when you're going to see everything turn around as far as finances go. That's when you'll see things really just start to go, you know, working for you, going for the better. But I feel like you might need that little bit of help to get there. Like I said, maybe a little side job or a little something, but not for long because it will change for you. Things are going to get better. I feel like opportunities opening up for, the better situation in career. So,
awesome.
So keep at it. You are going in the right direction, and I feel really good things happening for you.
Good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, who's up next?
Amy?
Okay, I'm going to go with the mother-in-law. I'm going to go with the mother-in-law. The mother-in-law energy. I mean, that is one of the most difficult relationships that there can be. And when you're having other, and I guess all these questions are sort of tied together. Because then, when you're having financial problems, the financial problems sometimes lead to marital problems, and then the mother-in-law is always going to feel that her son is the innocent victim of the wicked witch of the West. That's how all the fairy tales go. That's just how the archetypes are set up for this. The more, and it's all interrelated, because the more you let the mother-in-law push your buttons, the more it's going to build a wedge between you and because you're not going to get your husband to
men shouldn't have to pick between their mothers and their wives. They're two different types of relationships. They're two different types of energies. So just pay attention to, pay attention to the dance that she continues to engage you in, and pay attention to the places where she hooks you. Pay attention to the places where you feel like you're going to have panic, you feel like you're going to throw, and just know that it's coming. Like, oh, I've seen this movie already. I know how this is going to end. Really trust your intuition about this. Don't listen to what your husband says about this. Don't listen to what she says about this. Just trust your gut. It's going to take, because you're not going to have any allies on this other than your guides and your angels. So you're going to be really helpful, especially on, you're going to have some kind of interaction with her, either direct or indirect, to even before you get out of bed in the morning, remind you that this is, this is how it goes, and just right before the hook, just do some, do something a little bit different. She's not going to change, especially not going to change because she knows that she can push your buttons. She knows that she can create some stress between you and your husband. So just really, the mermaids are just saying, just look for, it's so predictable.
It is very predictable because it usually has to do with our children or something to that effect, and her level of control over them and her opinions of my choices. But, should I confront her directly or would that make things worse?
Try to, it depends. I mean, she is not their mother. She is not their mother. And trust your gut. You know that you're a good mother. You know that you're doing a good job. So to the extent that you can diffuse it and just try, it's going to be a little experiment. First thing to do is just do it differently than it is now. Best thing to do would be to just ignore her or, wrap some humor around it or, somehow so it rolls off your back. Now, I know that this is much easier said than done, because especially if you're going to attack a woman about, the one role that is just, the core of who women are mothers, and things that there's nothing that hurts us more than someone accusing us of being a bad mother. You may have to sit her down, but I don't think that's going to work. I think that's going to she's going to turn into a martyr about how she's trying to help and this and that. The best thing to do, but it's really going to require you to be on real solid ground, just really, really, a real, real strong solar plexus chakra is to just sort of ignore her or just, turn it into like, oh, I know you're going to, you always say that or something like that. To try to lighten the situation. Jethro?
Yes, and Melanie, I've got the last one. You're going to have to, it's only because we've got so much energy for my guides, I need to get you to say your name and then ask the question of me.
You need me to say, what do you need me to say?
Yeah, I need you to say your name so your guides give me permission to write, Christian, read you, and then I need you to say your the question, what's left.
My name is Melanie, and my question really has to do with my husband and, what's going on with him, how I can support him.
It's going to go into an energy, and I agree with what Amy's saying. I see that you're going to work with it by first getting his mother out of his back. She's doing energy there. I see this going on with energy, and I see it becoming a thing where you don't triangulate. You all three sit down together. And speaking from personal experience as the male in this part of having a woman where her mother did this, the best thing is all three of you together. And I do see you, like Amy said, kind of joking it off, but also reassuring that you are the mother. You are the queen bee in that house. I mean, I don't see Dina or Amy or any of us even for a second, and I feel what your energy is going real strong as the guides are saying that. I feel that your man is very good, but you're also supporting him and working with a level that she's going to understand real quick. Your responsibility is his mate. In the Bible and in other books, it would say he would actually let the kids go and her over you. So in spirituality, you have that thing. I do feel that you need to sit down and get grounded, like she's saying, and I feel that you're going to work with him to help him in a way financially. There's something else that's coming along here. He's got so much in there. If he could get mama out of his ear, he could also be doing it. I mean, you know what I mean? And that's what they're telling me. Mm-hmm. They're telling me that, you know, mama's got to sit down, and they're going to have to sit down and just politely go, okay, now we're working together. And your way of strengthening him up is also you two together. You know, she is your mother. We are respecting, but respect, and then working with him a little bit on what he's got in business and other things he can do, and getting him to realize that he's not being offensive by politely letting her know, you're the mother, you're the woman. You're the one that had the birth of those kids. I always laughed, and this is something my mother would say, Native American, it took 9 months to get those kids. It didn't take that long to get him. So she's got to realize, when it goes down the chain of command, she's about the seventh ant on the eighth hill over here where nobody cares. So that's what they're telling me, and they're telling me that you're going to do it. And I feel you really going in energy. I also see that there's something else that he's capable of doing, that because of her doing this, he's not got it out in his yellow. I would suggest some citrine stone there for business, and I see you and him working on, you know, this is how we are together and working it out where he always talks with you. And if she does get hurt or upset, you're politely letting her know that that's how it's going to be. You guys, we just got another 30 minutes. I've got a bunch of you guys on the phones. Melanie, I hope we helped you. We love you. Don't forget.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I got a lot of you guys complaining. We gave her three. Okay, we gave three. We still put another half an hour on, so you guys are still, we got more people. Amy, I know we got to keep Dina up. Dina, we got to set you up because Dina gets so tired. We promised that we'll send up a drink and a Scotchman. No, she's already got a Scotchman to send her up a drink. We got to get a gentleman here. I've got the wildest email here, and I've got to take a minute. 405, you'll be next. Just hang on. Dina, I've got an email here that they're asking me. Dina, I was on the show and spoke with you on the phone 2 years ago. You worked with me. You helped me with my husband. My husband was having a situation where there was another woman in the situation. You were right on when you told me that I should hang in there and work with him but not tolerate the situation. Sadly, Dina, what has happened is in those time, he did stop seeing her, and she committed suicide. She is on the other side, and now I feel like she is still causing problems for me and my husband. Am I right to assume this?
Interesting.
Yeah. Illinois has got the – you guys write the emails. Oh, my goodness.
I think you're allowing it to cause that. I think if you can – this whatever it is you feel is happening, if you feel she's interrupting still, you can just send her back to the other side and just not deal with it or not handle it. Like, don't let fear take over of that. Don't let that run your life. Cause I really feel like it's stuff inside of you or shades inside of you that's having, feeling guilty and having some still emotions around the whole situation. And that is coming in and playing a part in the marriage more so than somebody who could from the other side. So it's your current things that you need to work on and letting go of all that kind of negative energy. And just still, if you still want to, you know, work on the marriage with a husband, you've got to let that all go and put in just positive and go forward with that is what I feel.
And I know I agree with you. Now, Amy, we're sitting here talking with this mediumship. I'm asking you a very personal question, but have you felt with your husband being on the other side, this was something that was asked to me last week, and I thought of you, Amy. The individual wrote me, and she was telling me that her husband had passed and that he was over there with an old lover that she had knew that they had been together.
You know what? The thing is, and that's so funny, because that's how I ended up finding channeling Eric, which is really what put me on this whole spiritual path, was one day I woke up, and I was sure that my dead husband was having sex with his dead girlfriend, and I was just upset. I mean, and I had some real problems. I needed to, like, find a place to live, and I had some financial problems, and I had, like, a whole bunch of, like, real problems. But instead of dealing with any of those, I spent the morning focused on that. Spirit is not, you know, those are that jealousy and monogamy and all of those kind of things. Those are all functions of being human. Those are all functions of the ego. Spirit is a multidimensional thing. They experience all their past lives at once. They experience all, it's just totally, we can't even describe it because we are going to immediately apply our, low vibration human density to the scenario. It's hard to find the words, but no, we're not all the things that we are, and that's why they say to death, till death do us part, because it's only, you know, we're married on earth because we only need those, all of those things that you think about are restrictions. And when we're spirit, we don't have restrictions. And it's very hard for us to think of people that we had a exclusive monogamous relationship with, even if it was a good relationship or a bad relationship, in those terms, because suddenly it feels like sister wives. But it's the same kind of thing as when you get to the point where you're going to move on, you are not, it's not going to be like you're cheating on them. They're still a part, you're still connected, that energy is still connected, but it's just
wow.
It's just different. So it's really hard to wrap words around. It's really hard to wrap words around these. I'll tell you, those are normal human emotions. And over time, as you experience your over time, it'll just start to become less and less, especially when someone first dies. And I mean, for the first couple of years, we still want to give spirit all these human attributes, and they just don't have them anymore because they're a function of our ego and they're a function of the density that we created. So,
Lassie, thank you. And 405, you're on live. I know you've been here the whole night of the show. I hope you're enjoying the show. You've been such a good listener. How are you, 405?
I'm doing good, and I love listening to you.
Oh, you're a sweetie. We're keeping you. That's it. She's ours a lifer. This is Jethro, Gina, and Amy, and you are?
Rita.
Rita, you rock. Would you have a question for these two lovely ladies?
Yes, I went on vacation, kind of a soul rejuvenating one, and I came back to total chaos. But when I was gone, I felt like I was feeling my son, and now being back, I can't seem to feel him. I'm wondering, is it the stress, or am I blocking it, or what am I doing wrong?
I didn't quite hear the question. Amy, you want to take it?
Yeah, is your son's in spirit? I'm not sure I got it either. You were on vacation,
yeah.
And it was a great vacation, and then you came back, but then there was a lot of, like when anybody comes back from vacation, there's just a lot of, you know. Yeah, exactly. And that happens to everybody. So, yes, I mean, and that, it's just a function of the chaos. You know, it's, vacations are wonderful escapes, but they're not without a price. And the price is that, you know, our lives go on, and we usually do come back to chaos or, you know, an email full of emails and problems at work and bills that you thought were paid and you spent too much money, you know, and
So that causes us to start vibrating at a, you know, when we're on vacation, it's like we start getting down into our lower chakras. We've got survival, you know, we've got survival issues and things like that. And when we, and so it's hard for spirit to reach us, and it's hard, you know, so you're in the right. Anyway, when we come back from vacation, that's exactly what happens. We've got to usually clean up, you know, clean up what the life that's been going on while we were trying to escape life for a while. So just give it some, you know, doesn't mean that he's not there, just that you're at a, you're in more earthly, pursuits right now. And you get everything, you know, everything gets back to normal, from the vacation, and then you'll start being able to experience, you know, the rewards of the vacation, being relaxed and having the happy memories. And as that goes on, then it will, you know, it'll start back up again.
Okay. It scared me. I thought, you know, what have I done? Mm.
It is really scary because it's like, where are they? Cause, and especially when we feel so low because we've got this chaos that we've got, you know, it's when we really want them. And it's like
right.
We just like snap our fingers like there are court jesters or something, and they can come and entertain and comfort us. And it works almost just the, you know, it works almost just the opposite. So it's very natural. And, you know, hopefully during this period of time, if you can, you know, there's a lot of beautiful stuff you can read about, you know, after death communication and different things like that. And, you know, maybe if you just read some of those things, you'll be reminded that, you know, that love never dies. They're really just right in this, what we call thin air, and that it's just that you're not, he hasn't gone anywhere. You've stepped away. You've stepped away to deal with some of this stuff.
We love you, Rita. Hope that helped. I apologize, but we're getting the crunch. We got about 20 minutes and about 31 people. We're going to see how many we can read as quickly as we can. Love you. Remember to call into Gone. Thank you. Remember to call Gone Wild, because we are 770. You're going to get in for a real quick reading. If you have one question with Dina, we'll do that. We'll do Dina and then Amy. How's that back and forth to be able to get everybody in? Because I have a lot of you guys write me, you're not getting in every night. We're doing more time. It's just we've got a lot more people. So be patient. We love you. 770. Would you like to have a question with Dina? They're okay. 315. You're on live. Psyche's Gone Wild. Would you like to have a question with Dina?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Jethro. It's Annette.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. Would you like to ask Dina a wonderful question real quick here on your lovely future? Did you get your prize yet?
No, I haven't.
I begin to think
that stranded in Pennsylvania or something.
I know. They're probably wearing your shirt and reading your books and listening to your CD. I'm like,
oh, that'll be cool. Is that what I'm getting?
Now you know, huh? What a surprise. Yeah. But this is our phenomenal Nanette. Nanette, would you like to ask Dina a psychic question that she can answer?
Okay, real quick, Dina. I'm dealing with buying a house down south, and today I had a gentleman call about my land stay. Where do you see that going?
He called about your what?
My land that's for sale.
Oh, land that's for sale. It feels positive to me. It feels like it will move. I feel like that it might not be this person, but it might be number two or the next person.
Okay.
But so they're saying that it's going to work out for you, the land, the selling of the land, the sale of the land, or the move and the move. They're saying the move will work out for you. So I think that whatever comes up is going to, it might not be exactly how you wanted it or planned it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it will all work out. But there might be a crossover or a stressful period or a crossover there. So
okay.
But they're saying that it will all work out, and to trust it. So that the move is definitely a good thing, to go ahead with it and to trust that the rest will come work out all right and fall into place. But again, not maybe exactly as you hope or planned it would. Right. But it will work out. So, yes, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, I'm trying to do everything I can in my end. Thank you, Jethro. Thank you, Dina.
No problem. You're okay, Nanette. We're okay, and I got a lot of you guys going. We've got another show that's going on at the same time. We've got a lot of other friends telling you guys are right. Come to us. We are Psyches Gone Wild. Go to PsychesGoneWild.com and get the full reading. We're giving you quickies. That sounds nasty, but we're giving out little appetizers here to get you to know we are real and for you to get the time so we can help as many as we can. 858, your turn would be with Amy. Would you like 858 just ran out the door. 904, would you like to help? Here we go. We're talking here psychically. Would you like to have a reading by Amy? We could, if you've got a question, 904, or
yes,
something we can look at.
Yes, this is LaShondra, and I'm expecting some money from my sister, and I'm just trying to see when will it come through. Hold on.
That's good. And we got here, LaShondra.
Her name is LaKeisha.
The money's coming to LaKeisha, and you're wondering when it's going to come through. I'm glad to hear from you. I was worried that you'd trade us in. I thought you'd become one of our other show fans, girl.
Hold on one second. I've got to clear the cards here, and I'm not going to read the person who owes you the money. I'm just going to see what's going
well,
on
it's
with
not
you.
An old
what's
thing.
Wrong.
She don't owe me anything. She just was going to, you know, give it to me as a gift from her lawsuit. And
Okay. Unfortunately, it does say that you are going to have to wait. The time is not right. The time is not right now. And that I knew it's gotten you. You know, it's things like this, they always sort of get in our head, and then they start affecting everything else in our life, and it's not, you know, worrying about it and all that's the cards are just saying that it is not time yet. So in the meantime, to really just focus on other things, focus on yourself. You spend an awful lot of time caring for other people's needs, and it's really just a time for you're going to feel better, and you're going to get more peace out of just creating some space for yourself and telling yourself that all is well, and not just be on a holding pattern. So the mermaids are also saying that there's some sort of holdup. I don't know. There's some sort that you don't have all the information. Don't know if she hasn't gotten them. You know, she hasn't gotten the money, or that she has changed her plans or something. But you know, it's important if she committed to you. You know, it's important for you to ask her what's going on, because everything is not the same. The information you're going on. Circumstances have changed, and you're going to have to either wait for what's going on to be revealed to you, or sit down with this person and ask them what is going on. But the first card that I got was just a one-word card. It said, "Wait, you're going to have to wait. So I hate to deliver, you know, it's bad news, but I would even hate more to not speak the truth.
I mean, it's not bad news, you know. I work and everything, so it's not a big deal. I can't crawl with somebody else's money. So
it's going to, something's changed about it. Something has changed about it.
Okay.
We thank you for calling us, Shonda. Have you put in for our Psyches Gone Wild prizes and stuff? Get over there, and we're going to be giving away some more stuff here. Actually, tomorrow night, it's me and Patty Negri going wild. I know that other friends were asking me.
It's a good show.
Thank you. And you too. We love Amy. Amy is one of the best family and supporters of us. You know, there's been a couple times the show wasn't going to go and go on, and Amy was the trooper that talked me down and said, "Jethro, it'll be okay." Just so you guys know, she's one of our troopers that way. I love what they're doing. Dina, I've got a couple here writing in real quick that, Dina, I had dated a man for 6 months, and he told me that he was married on the fourth month that we dated. Now he is We went together for 6 months, and now he's telling me that he has two wives. Am I correct to understand that as I have been with this person, my karma is tied to both women because I've had sex with him, or am I safe because I didn't know about them? Whoa, good question.
if you don't know about them, then you're pretty safe. Now, it's what you do from here on forward. Now, if you stay with him knowing that you know about them, then that changes the situation because, I mean, to me, I hear run, and run as fast as you can because if he already has two wives.
I love her, guys. You're going to run, baby, run. It made me laugh. Sorry.
Unless you like living that lifestyle, there really is no future here. And you don't want to waste any more time in that, and your karma will be fine because, you know, you were innocent here, or so you say you were. And so, yes, I wouldn't worry about that. It was really to wake you up and teach you a lesson is what I'm hearing. And so that it will change or alter your course quicker from here on out. So once you get out of this mess, the person for you that's coming in is you're going to see it clearer. You're going to have a clearer picture of what you want and what you don't want so that a relationship can really work for you. Because I feel like a good one is coming in, and this was all part of your lesson in it.
Amy, you work in the other legal field or have a little more idea than the rest of us. Isn't polygamy against the law? Because he's got two wives.
Well, you know, nobody even knows. You know, people use the word marry, you know, who knows what this person is, you know, is doing. But I will say, you know, there are an awful lot of people in the world who don't understand the basic energetic rules of karma, hence they think that they can do things like that and get away with it. And when I heard the question, because it was so interesting, I pulled some cards, and Archangel Michael has come to tell you that he has given you the courage to make life changes, which means leave. You know, it's easy to stay. It's easy to stay. It's easy to believe what, you know, people like this are usually master communicators. And the second card that came up is the card of worthiness. Now, while you did not know, there was something inside of you that was attracted to a person, you know, like, so many, you know, that was attracted a, you know, attracted a person that was not, you know, was not the, you know, was not the right one. So they're really also encouraging you, one, to be courageous and to do the right thing. Or like Dina said, there will be karmic repercussions. But the way out of this is to really focus on, second time this card has come up tonight, is focus on your worthiness. Focus on your worthiness and then, you know, and heal. It's hurtful. It's hurtful when we find out that we've been deceived, and it's hurtful when we find out that people are not the person that they purported to be, but they are important. They're important lessons, so, you know, be grateful for the lessons learned. But the first card that came up here was Archangel Michael giving you the courage to do the right thing, because if you do not do the right thing, you're going to kind of get caught in a trap, and it's going to be difficult to extract yourself.
Whoa, very good, and thank you, Amy. And I got to say, this is a remarkable one. Dina gets these questions. I've always teased her. We know that Dina has a wild energy, very positive energy, but that's a question that just, it kind of made me go, whoa. 770, would you like to be on Psyche's Gone Wild, 770?
Hello, how are you?
Hello, what are you doing? Are you out there being wild?
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Great. I'm glad we caught you earlier. I thought you were partying. I had to jump back and catch. The numbers are bouncing. A lot of you guys are getting your phone calls going crazy. Don't get mad if it drops. You just call right back. The fingers do the talking. 770, this is Jethro and Dina and Amy, and you are?
Daphne,
I love that you called us. Is there a question you have or something you'd like us to look at in your life?
Just tell me what coming up this week?
Coming up for you this week. Now, I can tease you and say, you know, you're going to get this week, the sun will come up, you'll get around, you'll do, but I'm going to be real ornery with you. We want to make sure with the energy, because I feel like there's something going on with you really this week happening. There's something energy going on with you that your life is happening, because you've got something physical, too, a little bit with your body. Am I correct that you've been having some problems or a little bit of situation with your hips or in the lower area?
No, not much. My hips, no.
I'm feeling it like in the tummy or the side there. I don't know why, but I feel it like in your tummy or your lower.
My tummy, I have fibroid issues. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm feeling. Dina, for the week for her, are you getting anything in energy? Is she's...
I feel like that part of me just feels like you're really down. You're just really, really, you're in a low energy pattern. And what you need to do this week is to pull yourself up from that. So that's what comes through clearest for me, is you really need to just pull yourself up from that low energy. And I know it's difficult, but you can do it. You just have to start, you know, just doing positive things and thinking positive. And so that's what I feel like this week is more like, just kind of like a struggle in that direction, or a struggle. I feel like that's what I feel. Amy?
Exactly. It's really important to really just jumpstart, because, some things have happened and they're building up, and they really just want you to, just kind of make a wish and, you know, kind of shoot for the stars and just sort of dream again. It seems like you've gotten yourself in a bit of a rut, not necessarily a predicament, but just sort of a lull, and it's spiraling downward. And you kind of lost sight of your dreams, but the universe is just right there wanting to make all your dreams come true. So just really try to think outside of any limitations you may be having, be they physical limitations, financial limitations, limitations caused by your relationships or your responsibilities or whatever, and dream again, and think big, and I think you're going to be very pleasantly surprised to see that the universe has great things in store for you. It's just sort of you're looking in the wrong direction. Your vision's gotten real small and narrow, and to just dream and wish and to really going to inspire you.
And we've got one quick email here real quick. We thank you, Daphne, for coming in. They wrote to me, please, please, this is Diamonds, our girl's best friend. I need to have this answered, and I'm sorry it took me the last minute to do this. Please, Jethro, please put me in. I'm putting you in. I am a 19-year-old male, and I recently had a friend of mine discuss with me some very intimate details of their life, and then we shared a kiss. Now, from this, I am having a lot of emotions and feelings. Is this correct with how I should feel with my karmic mate? I do not want to make love or have anyone close or intimate with me unless they are my karmic mate. My friend was my best friend, and now that me and him have kissed, we are no longer enjoying soccer. We are talking about things that I don't know if it is right or wrong. Help me in what I'm saying. Do you feel that I should become intimate with him, because I've never done anything like this before, but it seems right? Dina, I want to know, what do you feel from...
I feel the confusion. And what I feel is really step back from it and take a deep breath and really look into it. And the answers are there. The answers will come. So when they step back, they're going to see more clearly what they should be doing, because it definitely does need to be a clear thing, and not just kind of, you know, just jumping into it or what have you. But if you let it build up a little more, then I feel like it could be something that you could be much closer. But right now, I just feel like you need to step back. Step back. That's what I keep hearing. Step back. Let it build up, and it will be a lot clearer and positive, more positive, instead of something that could turn out negative or what have you. So that's what I'm feeling like. Just step back, and that's what I'm hearing. Amy?
Yeah, same thing. Slow down, simplify. You've gotten in a little far. You've gotten in a little far over your head for your age and where you are emotionally. And so just step back. You know, step back. It's you've got to, this has just brought up a whole host of things, and you're trying to deal with it as one issue when it's really many different issues about, about sexuality, about who you are, not even as far as sexual identity, but just as far as who you are in general, and just try to break it down into a manageable situation. Is this your karmic soulmate? Probably not. Is this a person in a relationship that's going to reveal a lot of things about you and help you to grow and mature and really understand who you are? Yes, but only if you break it down into manageable things. Don't focus on the sex so much. Focus on the part other than the sex, and then the sex part will start to make sense. But to take it all in one great big blob, it's just unmanageable, and you're going to get lost and confused, even more lost and confused.
Love that. Thank you, ladies, for tonight. Those of you who have a chance, go to psychesgonewild.com, get a full reading with us, or check out what we do. We have a lot of friends there, like I let you know, 11 strong. I'm going to be looking forward to our friend Shelley, who called us tonight. Let's see if we can get over and help some other people there, which means what I like is Dan Martin wrote me on there, and he's like, Jethro, that means that we get to hear you guys more than just these nights. I think that Dean and Amy should do more than just one night a week. How come you only let people do one night? And why doesn't you have Amy on with Linda and Gary? That would be a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
That's one thing about Psychics Gone Wild is we do change things up. That would be so stay tuned. You never know we're gonna put together. But it's always interesting. That would be great. We'll do something.
Love all you guys and love all your fans. And remember to send those videos in real quick to me to Psychic Jethro at psychicjethro@aol.com. It's just spelt in one word. I have a lot of you guys writing me, psychicjethro@aol.com. If you write there on Psychic's Gone Wild, I'll send you my email. You can copy and paste it and just put it in. And we've got a lot of you putting in the fun ones. We've got some new ones coming out. Dina, you rock. I hope that we didn't keep you up too late. I know that we hold on you. We had so many people. We've got a lot of people we didn't get to. 807-391, 804, 306, 614. Dina, love you.
call in earlier. Call Dina or Jethro for a private reading. They're very affordable. And, then for some of these more complex issues, can give you the individualized attention that some of these questions, some of these issues are a little difficult to talk about on the radio. So I urge you to reach out to Jethro or Dina for a private reading. And this is in